The U.S. and Cuba have confirmed that they are talking, but have given very few details. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leading those talks for the United States. Here's what he had to say from the White House this week. Take a listen.
So they're in a lot of trouble. And the people in charge, are in, they don't know how to fix it. So they have to get new people in charge.
So is the United States insisting on regime change in order to give Cuba economic relief?
I don't know what they're insisting among themselves. But I can tell you in conversations with the United States and in dialogue with the United States, the nature of the Cuban government, the structure of the Cuban government, and the members of the Cuban government are not part of the negotiation. That is something that no sovereign country negotiates. I don't know how many examples are there of countries that negotiate with a foreign power their system of government or the nature of the government. I'm sure the United States is not ready to negotiate with another government its constitutional system, its political system. Now, the U.S. government knows that the problems that Cuba faces are in a great, great measure the result of policies of the United States aimed at causing as much harm possible to the Cuban economy, to Cuban society, and to the people of Cuba, which makes it for any government very difficult to manage things and to get good results when a superpower is exerting such level of pressure, above all economically, on the country.